Blog Talk Radio.
I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About us. You as real as they come. But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where that throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. To run the streets in the dark out, to come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
can I put it in drive? Wanna pull your hair, ooh, I got some things on my mind. I ain't lying, girl, I just wanna roar right now. Say it with me, baby, we're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first, get it first. My job is to make it first. Don't hold it back, get it first. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it. Don't hold it back, get it first. Let me go crazy. I wanna dive in face first today. Playing Russian roulette with that. Are you gon' let me kiss on your neck or not? I've tried to neglect how I feel, but it goes on. Close your eyes and know. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it. Don't hold it back. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it. Don't hold it back. Get it first.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But y'all getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, oh no. Now I'm making up for it all. Forever retail, I let you cry. I know you've had to accept apologies you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for.
to cry. opportunity I have to miss.
Wasn't expecting that ending, but okay. Welcome, 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 everyone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is The Love Zone. And I am joined tonight by my sexy, sultry-voiced diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
I'm fine, diva. How are you?
In a mood. And it all started last night, girl. And it turned out to be the honey drippers. It's supposed to be flossy. But I'm trying to tell you, girl, man, I feel bad tonight. I was trying to decide which toy I was going to play with last night on some real shit. But I'm not going to bring that in too so early. Is it too early for that? You know how I am once I get started. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. I see y'all listening. I'll make sure y'all press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. Okay. And before we get deep into the show, y'all have to excuse me. I'm getting inboxed. All right. I'm gonna try to behave because these inboxes, as if people don't know me, are going to be a distraction for me. Where was I at? Oh, yeah. Before we get started, you know, Diva, I said this is sponsored by Raw Links, right? Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
I most certainly do.
Yes. And I like to send a delicious shout out. That's what I'm gonna say from now on. A delicious shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet Douglas. Ooh, diva.
All right.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I was reading what the topic is tonight, and it kind of is a little bit, but I'm pretty sure people can grasp at what I'm saying when I ask this question. Let's try to take it a little slow form and make it clear. You know, slow and steady wins the race. So I want to know, what do you think? Do you think people who are players and have a lot of non-committal relationships do it as a power play because they know they can? Or is it because they're afraid of the possibility of developing an emotional attachment that may lead to commitment? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think it's a little bit of both, because they will only treat you the way they want you if you let them, okay? So they try to pull a power play on you, you know, or they'll tell you, I'm not ready for no relationship. I'm not doing this, but we can do what it did. And you're like, what? And then as it goes along, somebody starts catching feelings. And then the second you say something, either they're gone or they have to really take a look at what they have. So that, to me, is a little bit of both. I mean, a lot of players do that. Some just don't want commitment. I don't think they're afraid. Mm-hmm. Some just don't want the commitment. And also, these days, I think everybody's just a little straight up, like from the jump. Look, I don't want nothing but sex. I don't want all that emotion. I don't want nothing. I just want that. And then, and then it's up to you to get on the train or not. See what I'm saying? discuss that.
Okay. Okay.
So what about you?
Me? I kind of agree with what you're saying, but I'm a little on the fence about it as well, because as much as I would like people to be straightforward with me, they kind of, instead of coming right at me, they like walk all around the damn park and play, you know, like my name is Susie Lump Lump or something. And then when I let them know it's more than just boobs here, okay, and a nice smile, they come differently or they run. I'm like, why did you even try to approach me in the first damn place? As far as them playing, these players, it could be a little bit of both, but I think more so from the players I know, it's more of a power play with them because they have it like that. Some people just have that natural charisma, you know, and they have that physical attraction and, you know, intellect is very, 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 very sexy. And they can get what they want pretty much. You know, I mean, it's just a manipulation game, but I think that's more so a power play. But on the other hand, like you said, it could be fear of commitment, fear of getting emotionally attached, which stems from a lot of damage done throughout their lifetime, or former relationships, or just, you know, something. I think mainly from former relationships, there's been a lot of damage done, and they don't want to go through that again. So to keep themselves grounded and to keep from getting attached, they will have multiple partners, multiple non-committal relationships. So I guess it is a little bit of both. You know, now that I think about it, now I'm saying it out loud. Yeah, I think it is. Okay, cool. I am interested in hearing what the callers have. But, Diva, I want to know. We want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I recited this piece last week, and try to do it again tonight. This is called Thin Skin.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I have thin skin, it seems. Emotions like osmosis move in and out of me. I try not to hurt so easily, but I love just as deep. Sometimes I can't sleep. Anxiety plagues me at times. I pray for forgiveness if I said or did anything wrong. It's nobody's business but mine, God, and the one I offended. Once I sincerely apologize, I consider the matter ended. It hurts me to hurt those I care for, one who I believe I'd wait till the end for. I don't do cold attitudes. I will go within and shut down until spirit lifts me. I do my best to follow the golden rule, but I'm nobody's fool. I am love. I am magic. And if those can't see my shine, they need to wake up. Because I'm the prize, my heart, mind, body, and my thunder thighs. I'll never regret loving anyone. It's how I live. And I'll never ask anyone to be or do more than they can give. So it seems I have thick skin. Emotions like osmosis move in and out of me. But if I'm really loved, it should be accepted no matter the state I be. That's that piece.
You said, I am loved. I heard a damn it on the end of that, even though you didn't say it, but I felt that. I felt that. You always have such a deliberate delivery in your pieces. It's so strong. Mm-hmm. Even though you're very soft-spoken, you have a sultry voice, your tone is gentle. It's very, it's powerful because you push your words to make us feel. I like that piece. Okay.
Okay.
Definitely. I loved it. Yes. Yes. Awesome.
Right.
Amazing.
Well, Diva, if you are you ready?
I am, and with the help of Poetic, I finally got a piece out tonight because I wasn't writing.
Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, I call this Sweet Disorder. Will you play with me like you do with the others? Kiss me, lick me, taste me, make me call your name. Why won't you invite me to your playground? Don't you like how that sounds? But where we go from here depends on you as long as you're sincere. Because even though I might play with a lot of non-committal relationships, I just love our situationship. See, I want to do more than play Scrabble with your words. I want to be the oil on your fingertips when you run them through my dreads. So, yes, I definitely want to play with you. Don't you want to play with me, Daddy? Not just mentally. I want your eyes to read my story as your tongue interprets my energy. Play with me. Come to my side of the bed and let me place juicy kisses all on the tip of your head. Play with me, Daddy. Mark me. Be my course of fire to drench and satisfy. Make all my parts your prisoner and allow me to beg for the encounter. Please, will you play with me and give me sweet disorder? And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. Did you say allow me to beg for this encounter? What?
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I'm a switch in the bedroom, girl.
Okay. At first it was like, please, Daddy, and now I'm going to move to the side of the bed. Move to the side of the bed. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, what a beginning of a love song.
Oh, man. Are you ready for this first call, Diva?
Oh,
you know,
I
trouble ahead of us, right? All right. We open up this first bite. Yeah, that sounds poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Hey, 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 Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. See what you did?
Yeah. See, may I say that those pieces were exquisite.
Thanks for the help.
In my J-Rod, voice, I do nothing.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have wrote nothing tonight. I'd have been reading something old, I'm trying to say. So thank you.
So you're welcome. It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Woo. Now, I want to ask the question tonight. Do people who are players and have a lot of non-committal relationships do it as a power play because they know they can, or because they're afraid of the possibility of developing emotional attachment that may lead to a commitment?
I've pondered on this question all day. And I'm going to say it's neither. I'm going to say it's neither.
Okay.
I'm going to say that those who are players or deem themselves players are mostly products of their environment and their own narcissistic behavior.
Mm. Okay.
Because once you've entered into that arena and you realize that, I enjoy this, and this is something that I'm going to force upon whomever chooses to partake with me without verbally telling them, is that behavior. And they do have commitment with each individual partner. It's just not to be with them in a relationship.
Ooh.
There is some attachment there. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different point of view. Didn't think about it like that. Kind of agree with you on that one, too. Wow. I wouldn't have thought of that, honestly. Wow. Okay.
I mean, just think about it. Think about it. Look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Why would two women, three women, four women, however many women this individual has, fight over him? Mm-hmm. Why? Is it because he's good in bed? Is it because what he offers them? Or is it because of the way he made them feel individually, like they were his?
All of them.
I'd have to say any number of those options, any number of them. Wow. I'm going to just say yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to ask another question. Do you think men and women as escorts choose to be that way because of those issues too?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
so
think about it.
Where's the attachment in that, though, in their clients?
The attachment is that is most of the time for women, it's daddy issues.
Okay.
And for men, you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Do we have a choice?
It's mommy issues, but we don't talk about that.
Wow. Okay.
Because psychology, yes, I have studied psychology. Boys and girls, when they are of a certain age, between 4 and 6 years old, develop this. Boys want to be daddy, so they cling to their mother like they're the daddy. And daughters cling to the fathers because they want to be mommy. It's a psychological thing that happens based on nurturing. It's normal.
Okay.
But the moment that something happens with those relationships, it creates this need for girls to find daddy in the mates that they're choosing and for men to find mommy in the mates that they're choosing. Unfortunately, the end result of that is no one's like your daddy and no one's like your mommy. There are tendencies that you see, but it's just not going to happen. So that's why you have mama's boys and you have daddy's girls.
Okay. That makes sense.
Wow.
Back to my issues. Okay. That's what's up. Well, thank you for that.
Hey, I love these kind of topics.
Thank you. Oh, my diva call dropped. I'll wait till she gets back. But
yeah, I love those kind
insight.
Of topics. It really challenges you to think beyond self. Because if I were to answer the question for myself, the response would be different. Based on experience.
So how would you answer it for yourself, then? We got time. She got to call back in.
Oh man, if I was going to answer for myself, I would say,
okay.
I would say the 20 the teen into adult year old me. Did it for the sheer fact, yes, because I could, and because women allowed me to. That's the key. A man can only do
what
a woman allows.
Right, that's true.
So if you're gonna allow the behavior, if you're gonna allow the behavior, because the quote unquote dating pool is so shallow, there's not enough men for women. Then you force this kind of behavior, and you allow this kind of behavior, and you choose to overlook or turn the other cheek. Oh, but he loved me. He loved you and every other woman that he's screwing.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. And people, I mean, you know, people will do to you what you allow them to do to you. So you're right.
Right.
I agree with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But definitely. Wow, this is going to be a good one tonight.
That's going to be a good show tonight.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to let you get into your piece first. And then,
yes,
go ahead,
yes,
please, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, Ms. VIP.
I just, in all of this, what do you think, other than the mother-father issues or mommy-daddy issues, is the most important aspect of the players doing a woman like that? What do you think is the most important aspect? Like they can, or of their issues, or the way they make them feel, or is it the physical aspect? Which is the most important to you?
Which is the most important to
like
me? If it were me, it would have to be the physical aspect, because as a player, you are looking to have as many notches in your belt as you can. You are looking to conquer everything that you see that appeals to your physical nature. She could have pretty eyes. Ooh, I got to have her. She can have a nice physique. Ooh, I got to have her. She can talk so sultry and so sexy. I definitely got to have her. So it could be a number of things that'll trigger a man to be like, I'd like to be physically intimate with her. Because see, for a man, we don't necessarily have to have the emotional connection to a woman, but we got to have an emotional connection to a woman. That makes sense. So
it makes sense.
You know, sometimes it can just be the way she smell. It can be the way her lips look. It can be the way she articulates so educatedly. She can just be brilliant. She can be a total geek and like the things that I like, and that'll pique my interest. For me, that'll pique my interest. You know, every man is different, but it all boils down to the physical aspect of a woman. There has to be something physically attractive to us for us to engage and pursue. And when I say physical, that also includes your mind. So don't exclude your mind, include the mind.
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
And women,
I was just going to say
that in women, for a woman, in most cases, not all cases, because I know some women that don't have to have that emotional connection to a man to just want him. They have what I like to call, they act like a man when it comes to the bedroom, and that's perfectly okay. If that's your thing, it's okay.
Right.
I'm all for that, but don't go looking at people differently because that's their choice. If you allow it, if you allow it, that's the key. Because you can't act like a man and just want it, and then when he turn around and start acting like a man and only wants you for that one thing, you can't get upset. You invited
it. Absolutely.
You showed him that this is what you're about. So don't expect him to fall in love because you enjoy what's happening.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I agree. And you know what? I think for also a lot of women, we go for the physical aspect too. At first, it's like we glance. Because we can read you from top to bottom in just a couple of seconds of looking at you and tell whether or not there's something about you that will keep our attention, keep us attracted to you. But then it turns to, how does he make me? How is he going to make me feel? Is he going to stimulate me mentally? Is he going to keep my attention that way? Because there's a lot of women out there that are like that. I'm one of them. If you can't get in my head, I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't care what you look like.
I'm going to tell you. I'll be a little transparent. When I was in my 20s, I was the type of man that loved it when a woman said she wasn't my type. Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm not your type. And no matter how long it took, because I made sure that she knew that I was definitely her type, we were sleeping together. Because a man loves a challenge. And the moment a woman says that he is not her type, you have engaged the hunt.
So I would tell you,
if you want to get a man off your back, let him know that he's definitely your type.
Okay, that is duly noted.
And be aggressive. If you tell him you are his type and you are as aggressive as he is, watch how fast he loses interest.
Okay. That is in my mental Rolodex from here on in. Okay.
because we as men love to chase. That's why it's important that when you're in a relationship, you make sure you let your man know that subtly that you are still available to be chased. Or honey. Right. Watch what the heck goes on. You talking about a whole nother level? But if you don't want him, tell him he's your type. And then be aggressive. Text him. Hit him up in his DM. Watch how fast he leaves. He'll block you. He'll ghost you. He will block you. He will ghost you. You ain't even got to worry about it.
I now see. Now I see what I've been doing wrong. Maybe I can get my inbox a little closed off now. Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So I'll be a little more aggressive. Okay. I get it. That's the fuck, definitely.
Because for me, while I appreciate the aggressiveness of a woman, she can't be more aggressive than me, especially when I'm trying to chase her.
I hear that. Well, that only makes sense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. A lot of insight here. Okay. Different aspect, different outlook. That's what's up. Thank you.
But man, Carl, a lot of the men listening probably hit my DM, but bro, why are you giving away our secrets? Because, man.
Oh, please. We know. We'll figure
Stop
that shit out
games.
One way or another.
Stop playing
anyway.
Games, you don't worry about it. If you weren't playing the game, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Absolutely. That's right. I'm glad a man said that, y'all. Oh, definitely. All right. Thank you for what it. Now, I'm going to let you get into your piece first. And then we'll decide on the effect of your piece on us, whether or not we're going to bring you back here later to do the rundown, whether we'll have enough stability to deal with you afterwards. So, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I wrote this piece for tonight, and it's called A Piece of My Peace.
Hmm. The mic is yours.
When I talk about peace, it shouldn't be something I have to afford or even be ignored. It should be freely given like the water that flows throughout the earth, like the water that surrounded me at birth. The tranquility and the stillness creates a moment of realness, reminding me to stop and take a deep breath. Soothe your mind on the suppleness of each breath. You've earned this time and space. I'd rather have the water beat down my face rather than your words that cut deeper than hate. You're supposed to be my helpmate. Not yelling checkmate because we angling for black and white. I'd want to wash off the dried up tears in the natural water flow tonight, while the crisp air in the moonlight dries my freshness. Because I know that you'd have my back to the fullest. The warmth of the water tells me there's peace. Let your guard down, protector, and release all the hurting elements of your day. Because there is this calmness as I pray, asking to be revived so that I can tend to my kingly duties within my household. But I need this minute of peace before this water turns cold. There's a piece of my peace I'm not willing to share. But I wish you were there, the way I need you to be. Like the way the water falls upon my skin. Sometimes I'm devastated, wishing I had a twin to take the brunt of the world's stress off my shoulders so I can decompress. So when I come home, I can be free to be the man that you need me to be, hoping you would understand that I'm not upset with you and I just need a moment of peace, just a small shower moment of peace. And that's that peace.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That was, oh man, you know what? I totally understand. A lot of people don't understand that a relationship is not a competition. And when my husband used to get home, I was a firm believer in letting him wind down before I came at him with anything throughout the events of the day. All I did was ask him, hey, baby, how was your day? And then whatever took place from there, just let him be. You have to give people their space. You have to give them your peace of mind. Allow them that.
Yes.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. A lot of good it did me in my relationship, but still, I understood exactly what you were talking about. That was awesome. Diva?
Yes. Well, as usual, poetic. There's a thick spot, per se. So, and, you know, this piece is absolutely on point. A man should have peace when he gets home. It's his castle. He should have peace. Just lay off and just, you know, so there you go. But I loved it, as usual.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I hope a lot of people can get that through to their head. Now, okay, it wasn't no damage done tonight. So
I took it easy on you tonight. I took it easy. After last night, I took it easy.
Now, you owed us a take it easy after last night. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Y'all should. Yeah. I ain't even going to get into it. It's going to have me feeling some kind of way. Now, well, all right. So you're talking about last night got me all discombobulated. Can you give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week, please?
I sure can. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. We want you to finish this statement. I love it when. And then Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, we're doing a switch up. Instead of Poetic Therapy, we're going to do Romantic Sensual Saturday with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And you know how we do. Romantic Sensual Saturday is open mic. You come to, you share your piece, and the DJ finds the song to complement your piece. So come on through. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be the return of the Soul Cafe with your host, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all, the CEO himself, Essentially Jean-Nice, running the event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, y'all, Mojave is back with War Council. Oh, man, you don't want to miss it. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of The Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Very, very nice rundown. Thank you. Okay,
my pleasure.
So what I'm going to do is send you over there in the Love Lounge. You know, what's the name? She's waiting on you.
All week.
Yeah, she, see, I ain't said nothing until now. Now she, I know, you just hear me talk.
Yes.
I'm sending him over there, too. She pushing the red button. Lord have mercy.
On my way, I'm on my way.
Lord have mercy. Oh, she said you can call her baby now.
Okay, baby, I'm on my way. On my way.
Go on over there. Get yourself your drink, your conversation, and whatever else. Go on over there. And,
all right.
We'll talk later. One love, one bite.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Well, Lord have mercy. Oh, diva. Before I open up this next microphone, I want to do a station identification break because it's actually 6 minutes to 10. And we're supposed to do one at one an hour. So let me do this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Love Zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press 1 to participate. We love you too. Hour, and you have up until 10:59 to get in here. Raise your hand and participate. After that, the Blog Talk lady, she ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the knees. Okay. Diva, are we ready to open up this next microphone? We got CEO of Epiphany Radio. For Real, the Poet. Hey,
hey,
For Real, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey, what it do? Baby, baby.
Yes.
What it do, ladies? How are you?
Good. Yes.
I'm feeling great. Can you hear me?
We hear you crystal clear, loud and clear. Yes.
Well, thank you.
And
thank
it's a
you,
beautiful sound.
Well, thank you, love. Thank you so much. I've been listening in. You know, I heard Dr. Meadows do his thing. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope piece, Dr. Meadows.
It was beautiful.
Counselor Dr. Meadows, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How you doing, VIP?
I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
Hey, love. How are you, sweet potatoes? Ooh, I'm sorry. I can't call you sweet potatoes. Sweet love. How are you, sweet? Sweet potatoes going to be mad at me now. I'm sorry, sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you better watch
you doing,
it.
Sweet love? My mouth keeps me in trouble. That's why I try not to talk so much. But how you doing, sweet love, darling?
I am wonderful.
You sound delicious.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, for real, we want to ask you the question tonight, and my diva can actually ask it of you.
Okay.
All right, for real.
Yes.
Players, players. Players always play and have just sexual relationships. Do they do this as a power play, or do they know they can because they're afraid of developing feelings for somebody? Maybe to commitment?
Great question. I think it's a mixture of all of that wrapped in one, plus a lot of other things. Because it takes a lot of time to play on, you know. It takes a lot of time to play on. When you commit it and you play on, it's like, why commit yourself when you can have and you can taste the many flavors of the world, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a mixture of things. It might be a fear of commitment. It may be a preference. You know, some of us just not used to that. It may be a preference, you know, but it's just, you know, it's hard for me to answer because I've never been in that mindset. You know what I'm saying? All I know from where I sit is that it takes a lot of energy unless you, and if you're coming into a relationship or a situation with that out in the forefront, that it's known that, look, I don't want no commitment. I just, you know, I want to see very, you know, different people and stuff like that. That's a little different than being in a relationship and playing on somebody's emotions, feelings, and all those things, and being with another person and being the same way and all that kind of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, they may feel as though they can do that because they've done that. You know, you got different types that swim in that type of lake, you know. You got some, like I said, that feel as though they just don't want to be committed. They like the lifestyle of being with one person, another person, another person. You got some that do it in a devious manner. They just can't help it. They like the challenge. They like the game, you know. All that type shit. So it's just weird. But, you know, like I said, I'm no professional on that, you know, because that's not where my head be. And that's that piece.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You can dig that. Thank you for that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know, what did you bring?
I have bought something. It doesn't have a title or anything. If I had to title it, it would be titled "The Stage That We're On."
All right, then. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All righty, then. Thank you. We're at a stage in life where we just want stability. We want stability, order, truth, happiness, love. Well, maybe not in that order, but we've been through the games, them
games that people have played, the ins and out of love, seasonal shit, one-sided, blindsided, where the ending was unexpected, we should have known better type shit, used for your possessions or what you can do to get them shit, Mr. and Mrs. Saber motherfucker and shit. That shit is tiresome shit. I'm at an age where there's no more room for it. I've made a list. One full of shit and another full of things I'm willing to deal with. My needs and wants. I'm old enough to know the differences. Things I need, I want. Things I want, I need. I want someone who wants me, for who I am and not for what I can do for them or what I possess. No longer do I want to play the role as someone's crutch. Tired of that shit. Motherfucker, help your damn self. I'm ready to live. To live life at its fullest. Exhausted by motherfuckers that suck the essence out of your existence. Done with bad decisions and making them. Because most times we are the ones making them and letting them in. Vampires, soul suckers, they can't enter the threshold where you reside unless they are permitted to. How many times have we invited them in? Even after the mask worn fell off, the ones that they've been wearing. Trueness, the truth is, the truth of who they really are is no longer hidden. We still let the motherfuckers in. Decisions. Bad ones. So tired of making them, helping mofos and ending up broken, left suffering. We can't help it, though. It's like we are cursed or something. Cursed with this gift of loving so strong. We empty our cups fully. We pour of ourselves till totally depleted, drained we be. Yet this is repeated daily. Blind, we don't see. Naked, sharing the clothes off our backs. We love being buck naked, don't we? Having these leeches locked to our necks, symbiotes, allowing ourselves to form symbiotic bonds where we are just the host, their host, and we are not even invited to their party. Used, utilized, trapped, held hostage in a web of deception. Marvel how I marvel at the human psyche. If we lie to ourselves long enough, it becomes the truth. Why do we love so much? Love so tough, yet never have we been touched, unless we are being used, played. Them games, the games that people play. We're in a state in life where we just want stability, order, truth, happiness, love. Well, maybe not in that order, but hey, for real.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was excellent.
Yes. Absolutely.
We do. We are at a stage in our lives now where we do, the turn on is stability. Good conversation. Not a bunch of nonsense and silliness. There's nothing wrong with staying young at heart, but it's more so about handling business and securing what you have and building from there. I like that piece. Well, that was decent. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank
Eva?
Yes. First of all, I love the piece. Because I'm at a point in my life where I refuse to play the game. I'm a one-man woman, and that's the way it's going to be for me. And a lot of times people try to pop in and say stuff out the side of their neck, right, whether wrong, left foot, what you love doing. And, you know, you just don't have time for those games anymore. So, this is good. I love this. So, thank you for that, because your piece is more over saying what but in a nicer way. You know what I'm saying? But I love it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, before we let you go on over there in the Love Lounge with Kalinda and Poetic, can you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe, please?
Hey, I sure can. Monday night at Epiphany Radio will be the Soul Cafe, y'all. Hey, the first half will be dedicated to open mic, what you bring, what's on your mind, how you want to slang that thing. And the second half will be some creative writing, some shenanigans, and we're going to be doing some pick up your pen, you know, a creative writing game that we do where I throw out some phrases and we create pieces right there on the spot. I'm just asking the people once again I say to you fantastic writers out there, y'all seem to be scared to pick up your pen. Hey, but what we do at the Soul Cafe is we share our creativity, what moves us to write, what drives us to write, what drives our pen. And that's what we do the second half. We're picking up our pen at the Soul Cafe. So come on in and join us. Me, myself, Poetic, Miss La Perla Negras, and Shanice on the event page, slaying them. And that's that piece.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I love that portion of the show. I mean, I love the whole show. But pick up your pen, it's kind of I'm partial to that because I didn't realize how creative I can be in such a short period of time until I engaged you guys in that. And I'm really, really, I'm grateful for you pushing me to get into that. So thank you. And y'all come on by. Yeah. You're going to love it.
Let me ask you something, Miss Curly. And it could be for Miss VIP as well. I remember when we started that, and you were so afraid, so frightened about your creativity, being able to create a piece in a short period of time with music as the distraction or the help. Where do you see yourself at now because of the exercises? And that question is for both of y'all.
Where I see myself now, oh man, I think I pretty much have mastered it. Not mastered it, but I'm so comfortable with it now. It's like second nature. I look forward to it now. Whereas though, yes, I was shaking in my boots, literally, when you first started that. But because of your personality and making me feel comfortable enough to understand that there's no right or wrong way to do it. I'm used to it. I love it now. So I think I'm in a much better place now. Yes, you are.
And see, Ms. VIP tried to escape a couple of times.
She did.
I did, but I enjoy it as well. I feel comfortable, like Danielle said. And then I realize I can write complete cool things under pressure. But I do love the push of the pen. I love it.
Yes, yes. Hey, listen, my final question, then I'm out of here, y'all. My final question is this. Do you feel as though Poetic cheats, and how much?
Wait a minute, say that again.
Do you feel as Poetic cheats and how much? You know you're in my inbox already, man. You know this.
You're horrible. Oh, God. Do I feel very, honestly,
No, I don't feel so cheap.
Colluding.
You know what? Like you, he's gifted, he's quick witted, and he's just very, very creative. So no, I don't think he cheats.
Yeah, I got something for him this week. See, you know, if I throw out a phrase with dealing with love, he you know, he'll write a book on that shit real quick. And that's what I call cheating.
Right.
But I got something for him. I got something for him this week.
Uh-oh. Is it going to affect
y'all
the rest
in.
Of us?
Oh, yes, it is. It's going to trickle down.
Lord.
It's going to trickle down. And I call out, I'm going to call out David Armat as well. I'm going to call David out. He thinks he, you know, he got it. I'm going to call David. I got something for his ass, too. So I'm telling y'all, tune in to find out what it will be. I got something for you guys. Hey, thanks, ladies, for your time. I love you both, and you're having a great show, and I'll continue to listen in.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time and this platform. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and Kalinda. She's got your drink waiting for you. She already knows what it is
Listen.
That you like. All right.
I'm on my
way. One love.
One love, y'all. One mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet. And we're going to open up this next microphone, Diva, see who we got on here. Got a feeling who it is, but I'm not sure. Area code.
Did I hear a motherfucker say my name?
Something was telling me that was you. I knew it. That's why I said I got a feeling who it is, but I wasn't going to mention no name because I wasn't exactly sure. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Metaphoria. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
I have proven myself on this Pick Up Your Pen before. He tried to stump me plenty of time before. The shit will never happen. Ever. I stand 10 toes down on that. And I'm going to be there Monday to prove this once again that I don't give a damn what you come up with. You're not going to be able to stump me. You better find a motherfucker in West Bolivia or some shit like that and get a phrase from them and you have a chance.
Now, man, you are one of the, you know, you one of the heavyweights. I know you don't see yourself as one, but you are definitely up there, you know, the cream of the crop as far as writers. Yeah.
Oh, I ain't shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But
that's your opinion.
How you ladies
stuff.
Doing tonight? Are y'all
so
having
good.
A show about the players and the playettes
yeah.
and the playees and all that good shit?
Yeah. Speaking of players, I'm going to ask you the question of the evening. Do you think that people who are players and have a lot of noncommittal relationships do it as a power play because they can? Or are they afraid of the possibility of developing an emotional attachment that may lead to a commitment?
Well, I mean, you know, I look at it like this. You ever been with somebody and they had a cheeseburger and they broke your little piece off of it and it tastes so amazing versus you going to get one yourself? It's the same thing. Like Z.Z. Hill said, love is so good when you're stealing it. So, like, when you borrow different flavors of coochie, it's a lot better than if you just stuck with one. Like, you know, you get tired if you ate chicken every goddamn day. So sometimes you gotta have a pork chop. Sometimes you gotta have steak, shit like that. You gotta change it up here. That monogamy shit is played out. That was back in, you know, yesteryear. And so we just fucking goodness. It's 2021 here.
Well, so you don't think there's anything wrong with having a little variety, huh?
No, you just gotta be upfront about that shit. Be like, hey, ain't no, you are not the only one.
Okay.
And as soon as they start to feel special, shit, leave them alone.
Tell me something. What about the players that that's just playing around and don't give a fuck, ain't saying nothing, ain't giving their game pieces a choice. They just doing it and gone.
hey, kudos to them. Like I said, just change your phone number a lot. You know, don't ever invite them to your house. Just always go to a hotel or something where they can't just necessarily find where you live at.
You almost make me so
much red flag signals. I mean, you get a feeling this motherfucker fucking around and shit. So you decided to stay here. That was your choice.
Okay. Mm.
Just keep your side piece. Always have an insurance policy. Anytime if you get in a relationship and the first week go fuck somebody else, because once that way when your counterpart fucks somebody else, you already had one up on them.
Ooh, love gonna get you. Love gonna get you like it did with Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Strong J gonna come in.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Boomerang. As John Witherspoon said in Boomerang when he asked Marcus that he heard some girl had him pussy whipped. And so you got to turn around on him. Don't be pussy whoop. Whoop that pussy. That's what you got to do.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. Yo, that's what's up. That's what's up. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Because you know what? If I was a player, oh, child, man, that'd be horrible. I would have to shoot the satellite down for Google Earth because they would be looking for my ass. For real.
A woman can be a much better player than a man, because, I mean, y'all can send a motherfucker out the back door while another one walking in the front door. But, man, we're going to have to need some recharge time. We need to get a ham sandwich.
One another. What was that movie with Bill Bellamy? Where he was playing around with all the different women, and where Bernie Mac came home, he came out the bathroom with the towel around his head like a turban.
Yeah, how to be a player.
He said, it's clogging in your pipe. In your pipe.
Do it, see it. I'm just saying.
Oh, man. All right, thank you, Dave. I like that. Okay, now, we want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Yeah, I brung a piece that's on topic. I better spit it so Adrian can kick me the fuck out the room after I get done real fast, you know.
They are not going to let you live that down, girl.
No, I see. All right.
Oh, no. All right, Dave.
So we're ready.
You ready? The mic is yours.
All right. Ain't no title on this. I play for I've been played. And the fingerprints left upon my heart have yet to disappear, even though it said that pain leaves after years. So I play. Giving thanks to the first beautiful face connected to a community coochie that I encountered. Understand, you helped make me the man I am today. Just know that you didn't break my spirit, but you awakened my soul's protection. Because from that point on, every injection I pumped into vaginal sections was for nothing more than fun. Any fool can come, but it takes a wise man to go. Lessons learned from a hoe. So I play. Never will there be a day that I say I do, because she'll say she does too, but that would be her answer to me and you, her and him too. Therefore, commitment will result in nothing but resentment, because I'll forever see the first face of a heavily traveled space, so I have no place for tomorrow, only time for tonight. For my undivided attention, there's no need to fight, because I've been trained by life as I once fell for the spell of the heart from hell attached to the coochie from the most beautiful dreams. But it was riddled with endless strings tied to different souls, so never would my soul be attacked again by foe or friend, nor by hoe again. So I play. Commit to nothing more than the promise of never committing to another. Life fucked me once. And ever since then, I've been the ultimate motherfucker. In peace.
Whoa.
Damn. Whoa. Go ahead, Diva. You go first.
Oh, my. Okay, see. This is the true player. Like, you going in, you going hard, and then go home. There will be no feelings, there will be no nothing. Once you hit it and quit, my goodness, and that was so blunt. I mean, I can see it. Great piece, man. Absolutely. Great piece.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
It's you know what I'm hearing when you say that? Don't forget to pick up your feelings. Take that shit with you when you go.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
I like that.
Really?
That's the truth from a player. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. At least you are honest about a true player.
Yeah.
We'll be honest about this shit.
Yeah. So you know what?
Because they got
you don't have
it
to
like
play
that.
Games.
Right.
You don't have to play games. If you put down the ground rules before you even, you know, before you even get there, then they know what the deal is. So there you go.
That's it. That's why when you get ready to hit them, if they get ready to pull both legs out their draw, tell them, hell no, because you ain't going to be here that long.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's too much comfort if you take them all the way off.
You so you don't let them play, man. Wait a minute, I ain't letting you go right yet, just yet. You don't let them get naked, do you?
Hell, for what? I only need one spot. Or two, actually. One of them already uncovered.
Well, dude. Oh, wow.
Yo, you know what? I ain't even going to get into that. We'll talk about that on one of the phone calls.
If they really with the shit, they just pull them to the side. They don't take no leg out. They just pull them to the side, let you do what you got to do, and then they're on their way.
One side of the draw. Mm-hmm. One side of your pet. Lord, that's old school. Yo, but awesome real estate. That piece was awesome, man. That was an awesome piece.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Now what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send you over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and For Real. They over there keeping my mixologist for you. Whatever it is you want, you just gotta pry her away from Poetic because she got a thing for him.
Well, see, Danielle, we gotta be honest again. You know I'm finna hang up. we might as well not lie. You know I'm finna hang up. So.
Radio.
I'll let y'all in the morning.
Radio etiquette.
All right,
one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
It's crazy stuff. You cannot help it. Diva, I'm gonna do another radio IG. This is the same one. Sorry, For Real. I can't find another different one.
I got
so one. Gonna have to deal with.
I got
thing.
One. If you
got
want
one, all right. Well, you drop it then. Go.
All right. This one.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio for Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Sandy. And we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace. Blessings and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 to participate. We love you too. It is approximately 10:25, and you have up until 10:59 to get in here and be heard, answer our question, participate. I see you listening. Set one and raise your hand so we can engage you and have some fun. All right, Diva. We're going to open up this next microphone to Kendrick.
Hey.
Welcome to
what's
the
going
Love
on,
Zone,
Kendrick?
How you doing?
Hello?
Can you hear us? Are you muted? Oh, there he is. There he is. Welcome
there
to the Love Zone.
Oh, no, I ain't muted.
Tonight? No, we can
hear
you.
I'm good.
That's good. Have you been listening the whole show? Did you hear the topic? Which my diva got to ask you the question anyway.
Ask away.
All right. The players that play and in non-committal relationships, do they do it as a power play or are they scared of commitment and that emotional attachment? What do you think?
I heard a lot of good answers, though, from everyone to answer that, though. But I think what it is, this is just my opinion, most players don't ever want to get attached. They don't want to be emotionally attached to the women that they have some type of relations with, because they just don't want that commitment. They don't want to settle. They want to get as many women as they can, so they don't try to play their cards right to have as many as they can. And most of them will catch on to it and end up leaving them anyway, but he always thinks in his mind, well, if I lose one, I gain two or three more, so I'm just going to do what a player do. I'm just going to do my thing here. I ain't going to worry about losing none. If he lose one, he's going to gain about two, three, four more women. So they don't want to commit in a real committed relationship. They want to get as many as they can, do all they can with who they with, and keep it pushing. That's just my saying.
But you would think that, you would think, though, that there's so much crap that you could catch. Oh, my goodness. And you know some of them don't. You know some of them ride bareback. Come on. They love the feeling. Maybe some, you know. I've seen that. I've seen that as, let's say, 30 and up still. Y'all want to play games. Y'all want to hit it and quit, but y'all want to hit it bareback, too. And God forbid if they find out that the factory is closed, if you get my drift. They on a crack.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah.
Mm. There's been guys that's like in their 50s still playing games. I'm like, dude, you're too old to play games. You should have wrapped that up right in your 20s, late 20s going on 30s. I'm just saying. But there's old dudes that still do that same old BS. It's like, dude. It's a tool for that. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Be with that one and talk to her, especially if that one female really is really down for him and all that.
Yeah.
If that, okay. Let me hush, because I go on forever with that one, because I see how it's played out, how it unfolded the whole 9 yards. So, you know, I can go deep into that, but I won't.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Well,
do you think also the players don't want that commitment because it may be just too much of a hassle, too much stress added into their life that they're just not willing to deal with?
Stuff. Man.
Too much shit, period, huh?
Too much stuff. I had to laugh on that one. I'm like, too much stuff. It shouldn't be. They ought to get to a point where they ought to be tired of dealing with different women, different this, different that, different emotions, and if something ought to just dawn on him and say, you know what, let me quit bullshitting around. This woman been with me all this time, and da 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 da. And some of them just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna settle with you, and cause yeah, and they really don't want to, but they do it just because, like, let me go ahead and settle. Just saying.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Cool. All right, Kenny.
It's not like how Van pretty much said it all right there in one take. So, just say.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, we want to know. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
What did I bring delicious? I think y'all did that. I think y'all did that already. y'all already set the bar high on tonight's show already. So I'm just gonna add on to what y'all already done brought. So let me give you my piece. I don't have a title for it, but if it would be, it'd be My Love Is the One. That would be the title of it.
The mic is yours.
All right. My love is the one that you shouldn't play with, because I've been through enough hell to finally let it heal. When I decided to let you in my life, it's for life, not for a season. Nothing shall be forced. Let it flow naturally, baby. You don't have to worry about a thing, because I'm going to be here with you.
the way we make love, it goes beyond what we do physically. When I present myself as I am, accept it. Because you want me to do the same. We want to grow wiser together, not old and bitter, wishing that we could be apart. You've been through enough shit in your relationship, and so have I. So that's why this love I present to you is raw and real. Don't mistake it for a play toy that you put to the side when you need it. I need to love you more, and I want you to love me more, so you don't have to look for any other. We're going to find ways to be creative with this love without worrying about the naysayers. And with this love, only God can help us to be a better version of ourselves, so we don't have to seek for no one else. So let the players play. Don't fall for the bait. Because if you leave a gap open for them to seep in, it's a wrap between us. And that's that piece.
All right.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. I know that's
right.
Right.
No, very good.
If you are in a committed relationship, it's your team. You know, you become one. You mesh. And you have to continue to work at it. And that includes protecting yourself from outside forces that may want to come in between you and separate you. You know, I appreciate that piece, Kendra. Thank you. Thank you for your insight. And I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. You go in there, order your drink. My mixologist's name is Kalinda. Make sure you tip her. If you can pry her away from Poetic, because she got a thing for him.
Oh, Lord.
And, you got for real over there, too.
I see the brothers over there.
All right. Okay, Kendrick. One love, one mic.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
I appreciate it, y'all. One love, one mic.
That was pretty dope. Now we go from Kendrick to Just Jay. Welcome to the Love Zone, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We doing. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm managing.
Well,
I got
any of us can do.
Y'all talking about love tonight?
Kind of.
Relationship?
Who asked the question last? Was it me or you, Diva?
It's you.
It was me. It's on me. All right. Jay. We want to know, do people who are players and have a lot of non-committal relationships do it as a power play because they know they can, or because they're afraid of the possibility of developing an emotional attachment that may lead to a commitment?
Y'all got a humdinger, don't y'all?
I thought it was thought provoking.
Oh, it definitely is. You know what? You got to go back to before the person became a player and kind of reverse engineer from the person that you see right there till you get to a point where that person is not that person no more. Mm-hmm. Where they start picking up, where they start learning the different things to do in order to be that person that they are in present day. I know with me, I had moved around pretty good for a period of time. I was in a long-term relationship for 6 years. And when I got out of there, I went nuts. I did whatever I wanted to. I started getting to a point where I didn't really even have to say much. Body language, all that type of stuff was the order of the day. I really didn't like the person I was when I was doing that. It's just not in me to be out like that. even though I was having the time of my life in between those times, it was a certain way. But yeah, in the process, you know, I was doing a lot of teaching too, because what I was doing was working. So why wouldn't it work for somebody else, you know? So I was kind of out there propagating the thing I was doing. It's almost like, you know, when folks be out there on the drugs or whatever, they always want somebody to try their drugs or what they have. They may go on and give it up down the line, but that might be your lifelong call of duty.
And I
know I had touched a few people like that because I'm still in contact with them.
Okay.
That, you know, the to make a long story short, we take away from ourselves when we are like that. It may have been something that traumatized, that caused that to happen. With me, it was a really bad breakup. I was 14.
Okay.
It was it was devastating. And my thing was, I like, you know, I did everything right, and everybody else got in except for me. And that right there was teaching me, like, you know, you can't go that route. If you go that route, then you're going to be the sucker. And the sucker is a guy who try to be respectful and do things right and proper and so on and so forth. So it was teaching me not to do that. So I got taught that myself. When everybody's doing it on a large scale, like what is going on right now, and I'm being honest with y'all, I really was out of touch with some of the topics y'all had, and that's why I approached them how I approached them, because I was out of touch with what was going on. You know, I was very critical of the guys that would say different things or what may have you. But once I started going on Clubhouse and seeing on YouTube how relationships are now, I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, they was right, at least on portions of it. For it to really end, and which is not going to end, everybody would have to go ahead and agree to do it, or one person agrees to do it, and another person agrees to do it. But it's not easy.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I respect that. Well, thank you for that transparency and your insight. Now, we want to know, what did you bring Delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I brought a Pick Up Your Pen piece.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Now, hopefully I'll be doing this again Monday night. Today we carry tiki torches into the glade to study the rituals of the intergalactic swamp snakes and see how the crabs get paid. Like hickory dickory dock, wah blah, wah blah, is the sound of the beavers getting blah. A pair of jackals were just too damn loud, and they were puffing white clouds. Excuse me, can you take your socks off? The parrot keeps saying, quick out the window. And those dolphin chicks are bimbos with painted toes. Do they have afros? Absolutely, bro. Poem.
That was a Pick Up Your Pen piece. I remember it. That was crazy. Okay, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Jay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your insight, transparency, and the piece. And I'm going to send you a
I appreciate y'all, ladies.
Lounge with everybody. Appreciate you, too. One love,
I don't get
one
off
mic.
Of nothing from Kalinda. It's just one mic, one love, one mic. No, nothing from Kalinda. Okay.
I just said I'm sending you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody. Kalinda is
like
my
to hear her name.
The mixologist. Okay, well, she has your drink waiting for you because you've been over there enough times and she already knows. That's why she.
I ain't been drinking. I've been raising the fuss on the mic.
You know what? All right, Jay. One love, one mic.
All right, y'all take care now.
All right.
Lord have mercy. All right, Diva. We got us from, we're going from just Jay to Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone,
Sir Lawrence.
Lawrence. How are you doing
Welcome.
Tonight?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Doing mighty fine. Hello, ladies. Greetings to both of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Wonderful. My diva has a question for you.
Oh, man.
All right, so Lawrence, do people who are players and have a lot of non-committal relationships do it as a power play because they know they can, or they're scared of falling in love or, you know, committing to somebody?
You know, that's a very interesting topic, and what's even more interesting is some of the answers that or responses that come from that. In fact, I have to give props to David, Mr. Metaphoria. His piece basically explains the situation. You know, and it's interesting, too, because even in asking the question, it has a slant on it because this, it sounds more like this is in reference to a guy. You know what I'm saying? And so since it's in reference to a guy, in fact, I would go with 98% of the time, because no one is born a player. They were turned into a player. Okay? A situation caused them to become it, or situations. I mean, it's like, and then on the other side of that, you know, you can't be in a situation and don't know that that's the type of situation that you're in because, you know, when in fact we all put on blinders at some point. You know, and so you don't want to really look at the situation because you really want it to be something different. So to say that there's something wrong with the player, be it male or female, by the way, that's who they are. You knew who they are when you tried to get in the relationship with them. Or, I mean, because when you get into a relationship, and I don't want to sound like I'm just like, you know, pro expert on this thing, but I'm just saying, you know, when you start intermingling with the opposite sex, okay, you meet in your first however many, you meet one of every person you're going to meet the rest of your life. And the rest of the time, you're just trying to change somebody to suit your own purposes. And I think as far as being the commitment, it's like, you know, once again, you could call it a power play, you could call it not wanting a commitment, but either way. And then at the end, and a lot of times, like, you know, you may y'all may reference to a boomerang. Okay, when you're out there playing like that, you know, I had a taste of it myself. You know, I even had cards and everything. But anyway, you're running with somebody, you know, and then, you know, like Roy Ayers said, she changed my whole dialogue. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know.
Hello?
No, I'm just saying that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I can respect that. I understand what you're saying too. Yeah. But I have to reiterate on one thing that you were saying about you know who you're getting into a relationship with. When you do get into it, there are some, because I had asked Mr. Metaphoria earlier about what does he think about the ones that just don't care and they don't let the people know who they are. Some people are not aware of the personality that they're dealing with. Sometimes when they get involved with them, because they keep it hidden from them, a lot of people don't have a choice. It's not given to them because it is hidden, or the game is played so well by them. Don't know. So they do continue, and then they wind up, eventually they will find out, but a lot of us don't know in the beginning who we're getting involved with. There's a lot of people also, they have to take responsibility for the part that they played in it too, because some people don't want to take the time to get to know that person. You know, they're just out to get what they, you know, satisfy their needs and their wants because of whatever it is that they've been dealing with or going through. So, man, this thing can go so many different ways, but I do appreciate
you
know.
It can. I couldn't, y'all, but I think to a point I can agree with you if it was your first time.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I can't agree with you.
Hmm. You know? So you don't think people can get played a couple of times?
No, that's not what I said. What I'm saying is you can get played the first time. After that, you put on blinders. Because when you think about it, when you were played situation, relationship, whatever, and then when it's over, mm-hmm. in retrospect, when you go back mm-hmm. over it, all the signs were there and you see them just as clear, but you chose not to look at them.
Okay, it is a choice. You are right. Some people do put blinders on afterwards, and that is, making that choice to not want to see or just flat out ignore the red flag. So you're absolutely right. You are right. Okay.
No, I mean the first time I can go with you the first time, but mm-hmm. after that, no, I can go with it the first time. Because you already know the lay of the land. You already know it. And everything been tapping you on your shoulder. You know, I have seen situations mm-hmm. where the first date explained the whole situation, but you decide to go with it anyway, against your better judgment.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because, like I said, people are out for their own personal reasons, their selfish reasons, however you want to put it, and they want to deal with people in a certain capacity because of that, and they overlook the obvious. A lot of people do.
Overlook.
So,
and you know what's interesting about that? What's interesting about that is, and this is where, to me, what's his name? Morris Day, when he put out that song, Gigolos Get Lonely Too. Okay, the thing is this: the difference between a player and the person being played is the player is being up front.
Okay.
The person who's being played is not being up front. They have their own ulterior motives, but they're keeping them hidden.
Okay. Mm. Okay. I like that.
Here's an old proverb. Ready? By the time the fool learns the rules of the game, all the players have gone home.
Okay. I like that. There's a lot of truth in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, so Lawrence, thank you for that. Now, I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
But yeah, I think this piece kind of works, you know what I'm saying, because in the end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you sword fight, you don't really know what you got.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Mr. P. It dawned on me one day after listening to you say, calm down, only to realize you were talking to her. Then hearing many of you go on about what he didn't do, really don't have a clue. Because before he came, you didn't even know her name. Referring to her as she and girl, and fact is, she can make your whole body twitch. When she speaks through you, it's with a throaty pitch. I can float the words as she starts to grin, switching and rocking, trying to stifle her. She be giving you reason to work her muscles on command. You can grab that little man until he choke, push him all the way out of the boat. But when it's time to cue the mic, we can go uptown, midtown, or pound town if we must. Finding the rhythm when you say, she's talking to you now, as if to translate. We start hanging out sensation cards, naming each reaction that we caused, igniting the little skirmishes all along the way, then timing a brief pause. Feel that tidal wave. Now that they're coming in rapid succession, how about we tip the hat every time we pull back? Delivering mental pictures from behind each door as we continue to explore her recesses. Before it's all over, in case you still don't know, you really should find out her name. Because without the P, all you have is Wussy.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
I don't even know her name.
That's true, though. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, see, though, I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you so much.
Wait, the bonus round, you really don't know what she could do until. I'm just saying.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right.
Mm.
All right. Man. Thank you so much, Sir Lawrence. I'm going to put you over there
you,
in the Love Lounge with everybody. Go on over there, grab
thank
a drink.
You.
Sit back, put your feet up, pick your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one
baby,
mind.
Baby. One love, one mind.
Love,
diva, diva, diva. We're going from Sir Lawrence to Lady A.
Hey, Lady A, welcome.
Hello, ladies.
Welcome,
sorry
Lady
I'm late.
A.
I had my own show. We left it early, so I thought I'd call in the last few minutes. Thanks.
No problem.
It's okay. Life happens, baby. You got time.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Oh, okay.
I'm doing.
I hear you.
I can't really complain. I cannot complain. Now, did you hear the question of the evening?
I did, and I posted in the room what I thought, because I do think that you can get duped more than once. I think the first time you're put on high alert and you're smarter and you have to be able to recognize if they are trying to play you. But sometimes the players are really good, and you can't tell. And I know, twice I have been duped in that way, and it made me angry because I didn't see it the second time, and because I felt stupid. But I think it is possible. But I have what you call a red light system, and so when you're out with somebody on a date, whether they're a player or not, and you get some red lights flashing, there's no second date. Just run the other way. You know what I mean? Like, we have to pay attention to those intrinsic feelings and emotions that we have that you just instinctively know there's something not quite right, I think. And, but I do think that, it can happen more than once. More than twice, I don't know, maybe you should slap yourself, but I think it's, you get trapped up in the moments and all that sort of jazz. Yeah.
Okay, but the question is, do you think that people that are players and have a lot of noncommittal relationships do it as a power play because they can, or they do it out of fear of possibly developing an emotional attachment that may lead to a commitment?
I think it's a combination of both. I think that for the most part, I think players play for their own ego to see if they can get that person and get what they want from them and basically tell them, see you later. I think that's really what the crux of it is. Making a commitment, I can see somebody that's, you know, dating somebody or together with somebody for 5, 6, 7 years. Those are the ones that are afraid to make commitments. But somebody that's just a player to get in what they want from another person, I think that they just do it because they can. And it's just another notch in their belt. It's just very, very egocentric, I think, these people. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mm.
All right. Thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Lady A, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I got a poem that's basically, I wrote it 3 years ago, and it's basically right along these lines. And I said, it's called You Don't Get to Tell Me.
Mm.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. A heartfelt apology is long overdue. A heartfelt, I'm sorry I hurt you. Months ago would have helped heal my head. You took willingly what was given instead. Acknowledge and own the sorrow you caused. It was 24 years, the last time I paused, when a man's words melted my brain. You came along, and I melted again. No credence was given. It was just a few weeks. No pat on the head or kiss on the cheek. Gifts given to you were transformed from beauty to dirty. You said predator scorned. Indifferent to heartache, ignored and belied, he forgot his manners. I should have apologized. I heard the whispers, accusations, but then, oops, don't forget your unkind words about them. I've lost heart, lost faith in mankind, feeling empty, forgotten with no end this night. Validation is needed. Don't tell me how to feel. No one can tell me what I felt wasn't real. Silence is golden. It killed me inside. Do what is right and admit that you lied. End poem.
Mm. All right now. See, that last line right there.
Wow.
I like that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It says silence is golden. What was that last, last line after silence is golden?
Silence isn't golden. It's killed me inside. Do what is right and admit that you lied.
Mm-hmm. Do what is right and admit you lied. Mm.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Mm-mm.
Truth in it. Yes. That was an awesome piece. That was deep. You usually bring a pretty heartfelt piece anyway, Lady A. And I appreciate
that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna send you over there to the Love Lounge with I'm sorry, but there's only one other female over there, and that is my mixologist. The rest are gentlemen, gentlemen, so you don't have anything to worry about. So you go on over there and get yourself a drink and put your feet up and sit back and chill.
All right,
Lady A. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Wow, diva. This was a hell of
this
a show.
This was a heck of a show.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody in their unique pieces and styles. Man, it turned out really good. I said in the beginning, I said, this could be a good show. And it did. Everybody called in with their different opinions and insight. And they were very transparent tonight with the answer that
like
they were given. And I appreciated that. These are the closing words.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for participating tonight in the show. We really appreciate you. And as usual, be safe, wear your masks. It's not over. And think about getting the vaccine. A lot of people don't want to, but think about it. Because this thing is taking people out of here, left and right. But God bless you guys, and thanks. Diva.
Thank you. Yes. First of all, I want to thank you for being an awesome co-host, as always. You know, I love working with you. Everybody that called in, the ones that streamed online that didn't get in, the poets that read those awesome pieces and gave their insight, their transparency, and gave me kind of a different perspective on the way I would answer this question that had it been posed to me. Thank you for that. I love all of you guys. I want you to continue to be safe. Continue to love yourself. Be kind to yourself, because this relationship between you and yourself is with you forever. You can't get away from it. So, yes, be kind to yourself and continue to respect and love one another. And, be safe out there. These germs are still out here attacking people. And with that, everybody,
absolutely,
I'm going to say peace.